This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We had Coach Carberry from the Capitals on the show earlier. If you missed it, you can use that rewind feature on the Odyssey app. And one of the staples of the show for many, many years is having coaches or even GMs on the show. We had, going way back to when we first started, Charlie Casserly, then GM of the Redskins, on the show on a regular basis. Well, in Dallas, if you can get Jerry Jones on your show on the regular basis, it's a big deal. And our friends Sean and RJ have a show in Dallas, and Jerry Jones is a regular guest, and it
made
some
waves, right?
Yeah, Jerry goes on. I think he goes on several shows on that station. But this is from the Sean and RJ show yesterday, and it made some waves. Here's Jerry Jones on with Sean and RJ.
Jerry, 1970, a little different from this past off season in building the team we're talking about today, which there was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add, and don't spend, and are not aggressive enough with some of the problems that are still haunting the Cowboys today that we see play out on the field. That's the point of talking about the off season.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Thankfully that the Commanders now have stable, smart, forward-thinking ownership, and they're out of the crazy ownership game. Thank God.
That's pretty freaking entertaining.
When an 82-year-old curmudgeon who still runs his team like it's
back
in the
late 90s. But it is a stable franchise. You can't say it's not a stable franchise. He's been the owner for many, many years.
Okay, I mean, I don't know how stable they are with him running the entire show. I don't think it's a great idea to have your 82-year-old owner also be your general manager.
It's a unique situation.
I think it's unstable.
It's a unique situation. It's probably falling apart right now, but he did win 3 Super Bowls, right?
Okay, but that was 30 years ago.
It's been a while.
I give credit for that. It's 30 years ago.
He won 3 Super Bowls.
That's forever ago.
And I actually get a kick out of the sparring.
As a Commanders fan, you want Jerry Jones to stay in power as long as possible.
Right.
You want him to own the team for another 15 years.
So hold on, Draft.
And run it the same way.
You said that people are running wild with that and acting like...
People are thinking that they can that Jerry Jones can fire Sean and RJ.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that power. He doesn't own the radio station. What he's basically threatening is to take his show and move it to his show, meaning like his call-in.
His interview, weekly interview.
To move it to another station, which, you know, that happens sometimes contractually. Sometimes it's sponsor-wise.
Unless that station is owned by the team,
right.
Those other DJs are going to ask him the same sort of thing. The same sort of question.
They might back off a little bit.
Unless they're just Jerry Plants.
I mean, the program director could come in and say, all right, you know what? Let's back off a little bit.
You watch the regular news? I mean, it depends on, I mean, a lot of stuff.
I mean, if your team gets blowed out like they did, 47-9, and you come on the radio the next day or two, and you don't get asked a tough question about the way your team looked.
That's just his personality, yeah.
Then what are you doing?
Well, he was like, obviously pissed off.
He's pissed off.
But they also, Drab, you can answer this. They have a history, right? They've been on this show. I can remember playing clips before where they go back and forth.
Yeah, for years.
Right?
Yeah, they've had a long relationship.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys are on that station, and so that it's not like he's going to switch radio stations. And they did later in the show that day talk about whether Jerry was threatening their jobs or if he was just talking about moving it to another show on the station.
They're using it for material.
But most of the headlines yesterday said, oh, Cowboys owner threatens jobs. Fire the guys. But here's what I find most interesting about that interview. What is the standard in Dallas for Jerry Jones? He's talking about, no. Let's talk about all the good that I did.
Right.
Jerry, you're not winning Super Bowls. That should be the standard for you.
Well, he's not even getting there.
Who win some playoff games.
Yeah.
Who cares about the good? It's not good enough.
It's
for
not.
The Cowboys.
He's just
fans.
Being defensive. It's his company.
I know, but 12 win seasons, like if you flame out the playoffs, it just goes up in smoke.
I think he would take his record, his record since he's been the owner. By the way, he bought the team for $140 million.
It's a great investment.
Of course,
but it's been
313 and 253.
Okay.
Winning
record. That's great. But at the end of the day, it's about winning Super Bowls.
Sure.
And he did that early in his tenure, but it's been 30 years of not contending for Super Bowls.
Great
organizations. That's how it is with most organizations, right?
Okay. But
I mean,
yeah, but great ones don't think like that. The Lakers don't say, oh, yeah, well, we won 52 games this year. We're good.
JP, you're not stupid. The Cowboys are held to a different standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And it's one thing to say, all right, they won 12 games, but you lose the wild card game? That's kind of a disappointing year. It's kind of a failure. They haven't even been to the NFC Championship since the mid-90s.
And again, this is a godsend.
Which is surprising because they've had a lot of postseason runs, and that's been the knock on. First, it was Tony Romo, and now that's the knock on Dak Prescott that they can't break through in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes it's just misfortune.
They've had good teams.
Romo have like a butt fumble or something? What happened with Romo one time? Yeah. He had something that was bizarre. You remember? There was a bizarre incident.
He also dropped a snap.
That was against Seattle, right?
Yeah.
That was against Seattle?
Yeah.
On the kick. I mean, he's
had a few bizarre incidents.
But again, the Cowboys are held, like I said, held to a different standard. So they win 11, 12 games in a season but lose early in the playoffs.
But when's the last time the Niners won a Super Bowl?
94?
I mean, you know what I mean? They've been successful, but they haven't won a Super Bowl.
But they're getting there.
The Commanders, at least ownership and franchise stability-wise, they've now vaulted, I think, to number two in the NFC East behind the Eagles. I would rather have the Eagles or the Commanders' front office structure and ownership than the Cowboys or the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think it's particularly close. You got an 82-year-old guy who thinks he's a general manager in Jerry Jones running the Dallas Cowboys. That's a fantastic thing for Commanders fans.
And here's the thing. I understand how you're comparing it, but the Niners at least are getting back to Super Bowls.
Right.
Right. They're losing, but they're getting back there. They're not getting ousted in the wild card. If you're getting to conference championships, getting to Super Bowls, it's still a very successful year. Jerry Jones knows that his team needs to do better than that.
And maybe at the end of the season, he has an epiphany and takes a step back and realizes, hey, maybe I need to hire Bill Belichick and cede some of my power to him if we want to get back to the Super Bowl.
I'm just saying the Super Bowl thing, yes, everybody is striving for a Super Bowl. But to knock him for not getting to the Super Bowl since they did win three, okay?
It's 30 years ago.
Like, you could say the same thing about the Vikings. You can go down the list. Most of the organizations out here haven't won Super Bowls in the last 30 years.
Because that's true.
The Patriots are winning most of them for a big period of time.
Right now it's the Chiefs, yes.
All right, now it's the Chiefs.
I'm not even saying win Super Bowls. I'm saying get to conference championships.
I mean, one of the Bears done that. One of the Vikings done that. You know
okay,
what I mean?
But you would admit the Cowboys are held to a different standard yes. than those two teams.
I'll say this for Sean and RJ. I respect those guys because
sure.
they have them on all the time. They've got a relationship. The team, right? They obviously have a deal. The team's mm-hmm. on their station. They're asking them tough questions, but they're also kind of poking them a little bit.
Right.
And, like, we have Rizzo on all the time, mm-hmm. and it was cantankerous at the beginning.
Yeah.
It was a little sparring at the beginning. He didn't trust us. But now we like each other.
Sure.
And so now we, even though we might ask him hard questions, we kind of softball him. We kind of give him underhand hard questions mm-hmm. so he can answer them. You know, I give them credit. And they're poking the bear, because I find him incredibly entertaining.
But he also came on, I guarantee.
It pissed off like in
Sean
a bad Roger, mood.
He's already coming on like that because he does basically, you know how you talk about Dan Quinn and these mm-hmm. coaches doing pressers? He does that every week.
I know.
Did you see the video?
He does it after every game.
Did you
all
see the video? Because he still goes down on the field.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of him walking in the tunnel after the
yep.
game? And he's got like Dak Prescott and the players behind him, and it was silence.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. He's in front of the players and coaches.
Just, I mean, the Lions came and just threw almost 50 on them in their building. Like,
yeah.
there's nothing to say at that point. You're just sullen. You just want to get back to your locker
and
go home.
You brought up a pretty good point, too, that he's wild and crazy, and not, God only knows how many times he's pulled his pants down in front of an old lady. Like, he's wild. But he has been fairly stable with coaches
mm-hmm.
through all of this nonsense and, you know, regular season success not translating. It's not like he's been crazy impetuous as an owner.
Correct.
No, but the end for Mike McCarthy is coming.
Probably. He's on the final last, year of a deal.
Last year of his deal. Like, I mean, he's not, I don't think he's leading this team to the playoffs this year. He's going to go out on a sour note. Like, I don't see any future
McCarthy. I think
it's
probably 50-50 that they make the playoffs.
50-50?
Yes.
Wow. What's their record?
I would guess
3-3.
The actual odds are way lower than that.
You're writing off a 3-3 team?
I mean, if their defense doesn't improve, yes.
I mean, right now...
Is their defense worse than ours? Markedly worse?
I mean, in their three home games, they're allowing like 40 points per game.
Right, but where are they overall?
I'd have to look at the actual stats.
Because if you're writing them off, you might well write us off.
Let me see. Points per game, where does Dallas rank?
I mean, our defense?
Our defense
ain't great. I guess JP said we're 22nd, what, in points allowed or in yardage allowed?
I think both.
Cowboys
actually.
Are giving up 28 points per game. That's third worst in the league.
But 29, and we're 22nd.
Yeah. You're 4 points better in terms of defense.
And the Cowboys are allowing 356 yards per game. That's 2 yards worse than the Commanders.
2 yards. Only 2 yards?
2 yards. 2.5 yards, if you want to get really specific.
But let's
so
look
we're
at
basically the same.
But look
basically
at the offense.
Same, yeah.
They're probably, I don't know,
way behind us.
Eyeballing at 13th in the league. And on points per game, they're 9 points worse than Washington.
Right. Here's, I really, in these next 2 days, I really want to get into this Panthers game. Because this is, so that Ravens game, they didn't want to use the term like it was a gauge game or whatever the
measuring
term
stick.
Measuring
yeah.
stick. This game is almost a bigger measuring stick because you kind of knew what was going to happen last week. I think most reasonable people knew that you were going to probably lose to the Ravens. They're a superior team. This yeah. is a team you should stomp. And early on, they started stomping teams that they should.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want
if
to see that
doesn't continue, that's a red flag. They're not as good as we think.
They're 7.5-point favorite.
They need to stomp these
so
guys.
If they, what if they win by the exact score that the Ravens won?
30-23.
You happy with that?
Yeah, sure. I want to win. But
that's not a stomping.
You'll know it when you'll see it, though.
That's like, not a stomping.
They need to thoroughly beat them.
You want to beat them 34-13.
I want to hang 30
That's
plus
a good
on
one.
Them.
34-20 works. Too.
I want to hang 30 plus on them. I'm not sure we can keep anybody under 20.
Well, I mean, unless the Commanders' offense just takes the week
off,
like they just show up and they should have 30 against the Panthers because they're allowing 30 to basically everybody so far this season.
Maybe they learned something from what the Ravens did. One thing the Ravens did do a good job of, one of many things they did, is containing Jaden a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the only team that didn't score 30 on running the wise. Panthers this year was the Chargers in week two, and that's because they had such a big lead. They didn't have to. They beat them 26-3.
Coming up next, give you a chance to win tickets to go see Disturbed at Capital One Arena. But let me tell you about Purple Heart. If your old car or your old truck has seen better days, you can donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation and turn that unwanted vehicle into support for our veterans. You'll get free pickup and a tax break, and our veterans will get their life-saving services that they need. Call 877-718-HERO. Or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. That's 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO, or go to purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.